Hi there, my name's Jonathan Leeming and welcome to One World Conversations. Chapter 2, A Fatal Disconnection. Introduction. Over the past 25 years, I've etched out a career waving the flag for venomous animals. They existed a long time before modern humans arrived on Earth. Scorpions 420 million years, spiders 380 million years, snakes, 160 million years, bees, 80 million years. When I look at the human race, I see 2.5 million years of misspent youth. Compared to other animals, we are your neighbor's know-it-all spotty teenagers that play loud music and stay out all night. And we have a lot to learn. We are all born through natural processes and develop according to the same laws that govern all animals. The notion that we consider ourselves separate from animals is a dangerous presumption indeed, not only because of the effect that it has upon ourselves, but also because of the effect that it has upon the world. The myth of human superiority is the beginning of the end. Our disconnection has been engineered throughout our lives. The more we rely upon the natural world for our survival, the better we understand it. The less we rely upon the natural world, the more insulated and disconnected we become. Even with all our knowledge, wisdom, religions, and technology, we are so blind to our own doings. In 2008, the United Nations reported that more than half of the world's populations live in cities. A UK report cited that the typical 8-year-old child is better at naming Pokemon characters than animals. Only 6% of American children play outside unsupervised. In Aldo Leopold's book, A Sand County Almanac, he writes, "There are two spiritual dangers in not owning a farm. One is the danger of supposing that breakfast comes from the grocery store, and the other is that heat comes from the furnace." Consider the following statements. Mankind has been given the intelligence, mandate, and sovereignty to rule over Earth. Mankind is at the top of the food chain, and everything below is insignificant. The natural environment contains resources to be taken advantage of. Nature exists only in national parks and nature reserves. The impact of our decisions does not have a profound effect upon the world. You do not know where your waste is disposed of. Food comes from the grocery store. Water comes out of a tap. If you agree with any of the above, then I'd encourage you to reevaluate your relationship with the natural world. A good question to ask ourselves is why we have allowed this disconnection to develop. While it is human nature to perceive ourselves as all-knowing and intelligent, it is a human flaw of the mind to plug our gaps in our knowledge with ideologies, no matter how misleading and inaccurate they may be. There is a cure for this disconnectedness. I often work in areas inhabited by large animals such as elephants, lions, buffalo, rhinoceros, and hippo. Since the best time to look for scorpions is at night using ultraviolet light, I spend much of my time wandering about at night with a strange blue light. Most people would shudder at the idea of walking around at night purposefully looking for some of the most venomous creatures on Earth and in an area where large cantankerous animals roam free. If you really think about it, walking at night I could easily wander into a herd of elephants or pride of lions. In this kind of an environment, I am stripped of every advantage that my mankind has to offer. In this situation, I'm not the most adapted animal. I'm not the fastest runner. I cannot jump into a nearby tree. I cannot fight my way out, nor can I see at night, or can I smell an animal before it's upon me. I have no teeth, fur, or claws to protect me. When I think about it, I'm probably the least adapted animal out there, except for one thing. My senses become hyper in tune with what's happening around me. It's about the wind direction, the lay of the land, vegetation, game paths, animal behavior, the faintest sounds, and using my understanding and knowledge to help me navigate through the darkness in search for scorpions. I'm firmly grounded and committed to the now, rather than focusing towards a future destination that is always just out of reach. There is no rush, no urgency, just a feeling of being absorbed and enveloped by the present moment. It is the realization that we are part of the environment in the same way that a tree, the wind, and a rock is part of the environment. This kind of experience sharpens my understanding of how nature works and reconnects me back to those aspects of the environment that make life worth living. Over the years of working with venomous animals, I've learned that when I'm up against the raw forces of nature, it brings me back to basics and reminds me what it's like to be alive. It is the most powerful experience in my life, something that has shaped who I am. The cure for our disconnection can be found all over the world, and in many cases, it can be found in your back garden or local nature reserve. It exists where natural spaces and mankind meet. It's not about roughing it in a tent or being chased by large, angry animals. It's about being more aware. It's about hearing, seeing, touching, tasting, and smelling how the world flourishes and operates. Now scroll down and let's get the conversation started.